Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 21, Anime Episode 13. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 13?
Episode 13 is called The Terrifying Duo. Niaben Brothers versus Zoro. And after a brief recap of where we were last week, we find pirates have been pushed back by the arrival of Luffy and Zoro, but now Django the Hypnotist is going to pull another trick out of his sleeve. He hypnotizes all of the pirates to be stronger. I guess it's the power of positive thinking. They think they're stronger, so they are stronger, is my takeaway on that. And so Nami and Zoro are like, oh no, this is bad. But as these incredibly super strong pirates are running up the slope, we discover that Luffy was also hypnotized by Django, and he is now a incredibly strong, marauding psychopath. And he comes running back down the slope and blows through the pirates, terrifies them because he's so scary. And he runs through them all and actually attacks their ship, the Black Cat pirate ship. And grabs onto the bow and is so strong that he rips the entire front spar of the bow with the cat head on top off and is going to fling it onto Django and crew. At the last second, I believe, I think Django hypnotizes him again. Yeah, and he drops it. And it smashes onto the crew. It almost lands on Django. It lands right on top of Luffy, but it doesn't hurt him, obviously, and he is asleep underneath it. And that's where he remains for the rest of the episode. Meanwhile, we've also established that that Captain Kura is on his way. So we know there's that ticking clock of Captain Kura is coming. The rich girl, whose name I remembered last week, Kaya. Kaya has also left the mansion, and the little boys have spotted her and are very concerned that she would leave the mansion. So they're keeping tabs on her, and they're very, worried about things getting worse here on the island. Meanwhile, Django's next attack is to call out his backup, his secret weapon, which are the Niaben brothers. I don't know if you'd pronounce it Niaben or Niaben or, they are two guys in they're kind of cat people. They have fangs and claws and funny ears, cat ears. One is big and fat, and his name is Bucci, and then the smaller brother is named Sham or Sham. And so Django says, hey, you guys go attack Zoro. And they're like, oh no, Zoro, he's so scary, we can't do it. And Zoro's like, oh man. And then Sham starts running pathetically towards Zoro, screaming because he's being made to go fight this very scary swordsman. But it's a ruse, because when he gets up close, he casts off that fear, fearfulness, and attacks with his cat claws, and he's able to actually disarm Zoro. And then he is holding Zoro down so that Bucci can leap, and he leaps really, really high into the air, and he's going to come down and stomp and just flatten Zoro. But Zoro manages to get out of the way just at the last second. And so then the two of them are going to face off against Zoro. Meanwhile, we've got Usopp and Nami watching all this, and they're, you know, very afraid for Zoro. And then the two, because Zoro only has one sword now, because he's been disarmed of his other two swords. And then the cat brothers, the Niabin brothers, do their cat claws attack, which is very silly, I think, where they just start and Zoro is madly fighting it off with his sword. Usopp's like, oh, we got to help him. And he is going to use his slingshot to take out one of the brothers. But then he seems to hit Zoro right in the back instead, which is, you know, seems typical for Usopp to screw up like that. And that's what Nami thinks, because as soon as Zoro gets hit, he falls back, and then they slash his chest with their cat claws. So do some serious damage to Zoro. But then Usopp says, no. He stepped into the line of my shot. And Nami realizes that he was actually protecting them, that if they had been seen by the cat brothers, then they would have been attacked themselves. And so Nami's like, well, we can't let him die like this. And so she is going to run down and get the swords back for Zoro. So she runs down the slope, gets past the Niabin brothers, but Django actually hits her, trips her up, and she falls. And so it looks really bad for all of our heroes, but then everyone falls victim to fear as Django realizes that another person has appeared at the top of the slope, and it is Captain Kura. And he is displeased. To be continued.
Who is Mary?
I believe this character's name is Mary. And Mary is the ram guy that was betrayed and we thought murdered by Captain Kura in previous episode. But he apparently is not dead, just very, very wounded. And he is able to speak and to deliver the necessary exposition to get Kaya up to speed. He is a half-man, half-ram mutant of some sort. Usually wears a business suit. Has two little ram horns on his head, on his fuzzy white head. And is normally a very nice guy, but very protective of Kaya. So he has actually shot Usopp in the arm in defense of Kaya. But now he's in pretty bad shape because of the wounds that Captain Kura gave him. Yes, Kaya came in and she thought Mary was dead, but turned him over. It turned out to be alive still. And so he has brought her up to speed on that her butler is actually the terrible Captain Kura, and he tells her that she is really the only one who can speak the truth and stop Captain Kura. So she ventures out on her own to somehow face Kura and I don't know. Talk him out of it. I don't know what she plans to do. Yes, the three little rutabaga boys. The the brown onion and the carrot and the kumquat. The broccoli. The salad boy. Yes, the salad boys. I'll call them the salad boys. I have no memory of dreams. I vaguely remember a dream, but I don't know what happened in it. Oh, it was something about, did she kill Usopp or something like that? Or he attacked her? Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. He was standing over her in the dream and saying, how dare you insult my father, that kind of thing.
Who is Sham?
Who is Bucci? Who is Bucci?
These are the Nyaben brothers, or Nyben brothers. They are cat guys. The one on the left is Bucci, and the one on the right is Sham. The one on the left, Bucci, is a big, rotund guy who he leaps high into the air and can slam down on his enemies. And Sham is very trickster, very clever, sneaky brother that uses misdirection to get up close to Zoro in this episode. And they both have very terrifying cat claws. They have very interesting costumes. Bucci, shirtless with a big cape and red and brownish striped pants. And Sham has green hair and a big humped back and wears green shorts. Yes, very, very unusual characters.
What was the setting in this episode?
By this point, we're pretty familiar with the settings. They haven't moved for several episodes, so it still encompasses this small island with the beach, two beaches, in fact. The slope, access to the inner part of the island, farmlands, fields, paths, and then of course the mansion, both interior and exterior, including Kaya's bedroom and a drawing room where she finds Mary wounded. There was also, a bit of business with the Black Cat's pirate ship and its destruction, and a dream sequence that did also took place, I think, somewhat in Kaya's bedroom.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, Django hypnotized the pirates so that they would become stronger. So that was sort of a special attack for them. He unwittingly also hypnotized Luffy into having the same strength. So Luffy blew through those pirates and attacked the front of the Black Cat pirate ship and ripped the whole front spar of the hull off and slammed it down on the pirates and ended up, it fell on him as well, and Django used his hypnotism to make Luffy fall asleep again. So there was some physical business there. There was also the sneak attack by Sham on Zoro, pretending to be afraid of Zoro and running hysterically, only to, when he got very close, to reveal that he wasn't hysterical at all. He was just using that as a way to get close so that he could attack Zoro. And then his brother Bucci did a leap, a mighty leap and slam down to try to finish Zoro off. But Zoro got out of the way. So then our two catmen pirates, the Nyaben brothers, launched their cat claws attack, where they're basically just slashing very, very quickly with their claws, and Zoro is having to very, very quickly swing his sword back and forth to repel them. And it goes on and on like that for quite some time. we had an attempt by Usopp to aid Zoro with the use of his slingshot that failed. But it failed because Zoro actually took the shot in the back instead of let Usopp strike one of the Yaben brothers, which was actually a way of Zoro protecting Usopp and Nami from the Cat brothers attacking them instead. So they slash Zoro across the chest, blood flying from the slashes. That was gory business. And they were going to finish him off, but then Captain Kura arrived. So I believe that concluded the attacks and combat in this episode. Well, yes, she did attempt to get Zoro's swords back for him by running past the Niaben brothers, but Django actually knocked her to the ground. So she was unable to aid them in this episode. I just saw him use his hypnotism ring in some way. I couldn't quite tell what it was he did that made her fall, but he used that ring. Oh, that's true. So I guess he slashed her with it.
What were the special moves for this episode?
I have realized that we forgot one bit of combat that also qualifies as a special move. It is a new move from Luffy. Gomu Gomu no Gatling! Where he launches his fists so fast and furious that it seems like he's got 100 fists all flying, all pounding on the pirates. So that was a special attack for Luffy today. He also did rip off the entire front of the Black Cat ship and slam it down. So that qualifies as some violence for sure. And then we have the attacks from Bucci and Sham. Sham's sneak attack followed by Bucci's leap attack. And then finally what they like to call the cat claw attack, where they're slashing very furiously with their claws. And then, of course, there was a slingshot attack from Usopp that failed.
1, 2, 3. Django.
1, 2, Django.
Go.
Gataringu.
Good. Any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, there was certainly more happening in this episode. There was some pretty crazy twists and turns with the Yaben brothers and Luffy getting hypnotized and falling asleep. So, but now we have the big cliffhanger of Captain Kura's arrival, and he is very angry. What is going to happen next? We shall have to wait and see.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 13. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!